Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Our military has descended to this low point, this morass of failure before. Maybe not this deeply, but deeply enough that the last time we also allowed a pack of medieval throwbacks to giggle at us in front of the world. This was Desert One. Smoldering Iranian debris field where Jimmy Carter's post-NAM military announced to the world that the U.S. Armed Forces were no longer ready for prime time. Yet, just over a decade later, the same military dismantled an entire national army not far away in southern Iraq in 100 hours, taking casualties as they went that barely amounted to a rounding error. I was part of that run-up. I was not involved in that particular attack or that incursion. I left. they were busy trying to get us to leave the military at that particular moment. And, at the time they were talking about, well, this isn't going to happen, that's not going to happen. And so I took them up on that whole, okay, I'll get out early thing. We can come back from where we are right now. We've done it before. In the wake of Vietnam and the follow-on humiliations of the Mayaguez incident, the Iranian hostage crisis, the Beirut bombing, senior officials who returned to the basics of conventional warfare, supported by an NCO corps given the green light to do its job and enforce standards, built the most powerful, deadly military in human history. We can definitely do that again. We can do that all day. But we need a president who's committed to doing it and be clear-eyed about the failures of the brass currently in place. And let's understand that the woke joke military that we see today is not the one that veterans like myself served in. We planned. We executed. What we're seeing in Kabul looks less like the result of the military decision-making process than some bad improv, as if there's any other kind. You look at this cluster and you scratch your head and you say to yourself, what the hell? Senior tactical leadership is about organizing, supporting, and synchronizing an array of battlefield systems that when they work together, exponentially increase combat power and lethality. See, our guys have rifles, but those hardcore light infantrymen are only one small instrument section of the symphony of a modern military leader who is the conductor. A bunch of American riflemen against a bunch of Taliban riflemen is nearly a fair fight. The American edge is that you almost never just fight just an American rifleman. You're fighting an array of systems, you know, and an array of being fired upon, you know, artillery, drones, helicopter, gunships, close air support. You're fighting an array of intelligence and surveillance and reconnaissance and mobility and logistics. That's the beans and the bullets. And electronics. You got commo. You got listening to the enemy commo. You've got jamming the enemy commo. You've got countering their attempts to jam your commo. And so much more. A commander, even at the battalion level, has to be a conductor, ensuring all these systems play together at the same on the same sheet of music. And when they do, we annihilate anyone in our way, everyone in our way. We know what the enemy can and will do. We're there first, and we hit them harder, preferably in ways they can't respond to. You look at the Kabul airport, and you get the right, and you got the riflemen, great ones, but is there artillery? Which, by the way, artillery is a key killing system. How are they doing air support since some genius gave away the local airfield that we could fly fighters out of? How are they doing that? How are we doing intelligence when we don't have any intel guys there? And if we had intel guys there, we don't have any analysts there. We don't have any translators there. My guess, and I don't know, I have no idea, is that some guy from a three-letter agency rode outside with a duffel of cash, found whatever Taliban warlord controlled the area around the airport, and he bought some time. And that's fair enough. Cash can be a weapon system, but it would be nice to have a 155-millimeter howitzer and an A-10 base plan B in case he or a rival decides to renegotiate the deal. What we saw on TV was 3,000 troops coming in, then 5,000, then 6. And that's a lot of troops and a big logistics footprint for an airport. There was no plan happening. This was just a reaction. One wonders if there's any plan for getting them out. And there should have been a plan before they got in. Their exfiltration should have already been put together before they got on the plane to come this go that way. We can only hope there's a planning cell scribbling away on one right now. But I'm not confident. I'm not confident in the civilian leadership, and I'm not confident in that of the military. And why would I be confident? Who's the general or admiral fired for incompetence in not winning these wars? Who has been fired? Anyone? No one? None. Like every other American institution, the military has foregone accountability as a means to incentivize success. And that's because victory is not the measure of success anymore. Maintaining the grift is what needs to be maintained. Winning, which is winning is a finishing move. Finishing combat means there's no more grift. Why do you think the undistinguished General Lloyd Austin went to work for some big contractor and then became Secretary of Defense? Was it his competence? What war has he or any of them won, and has any of their failures to do so cost them? General Milley, with his stupid WW2-era uniform designed to evoke a time when America actually won wars, is a disaster of epic proportions, but it's not all him. He is a creature of a system that stopped prioritizing victory and started prioritizing pleasing the swells in D.C. over delivering a victory. His shameful injection of the military into politics under Trump, awkwardly cast as his attempt to stay out of politics, flushed away 250 years of civil/military relations. Then his catering to the limo lib fetish of gentry Democrats with his absurd embrace of that poisonous stupidity that is CRT pleased his masters and got him a pat on the noggin while he demoralized his force. The pawns he moves around on the chessboard are largely traditional, non-urban, and patriotic. Exactly the folks, the race hustlers, whose ridiculous tomes that Milley peruses instead of Clausewitz and Sun Tzu. Is recoverable. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check us out at DeSantisHolster.com. You know, there's a reason I joined the military when I joined it. I joined it so that non-combatants wouldn't be exposed to the horror of the modern battlefield. I didn't think of it in those terms because I didn't know what I was talking about back then. And I failed. I failed because my, you know, the shelf life of a soldier is very short. It's a little bit like being an athlete. It is definitely a young man's game. There are rare specimens that can make it and take it for 20 years or so, but they're moving up in rank and they're not actually the combatant they were when they were coming up. But I failed. There are images that mark us for life, no matter how hard we try to clean them away. And as I live and breathe, as I sit here talking to you at this moment, and I talked about this on Gun Owners News Hour, I have never been able to let go of the idea that 20 years ago, 200 or so Americans were in a building that were on fire, and they decided to make one last decision that regulated their life. So they jumped out of one of the buildings of the World Trade Center in order to escape the fire and the 1,000-degree heat consuming those who remained. Now, these things haunt me today. I still remember them very vividly. But I think we've forgotten, in a lot of ways, why we were in Afghanistan. Of all the carnage unleashed by those Islamic terrorists, though, their murders most haunt me because I've seen them. I've read about the guys that took back over the plane that they were in that was being hijacked, where they went in and took on the hijackers and drove it into the ground. I've read about that. That must have been horrific. In those final moments, those people jumping, these two strangers that had never met each other before, but were in adjoining windows, trying just to breathe as the black smoke came out, that they couldn't see the hand in front of their face. They would hold hands, and they would become family, and they would jump together. People that didn't have somebody to jump with to hold their hand had their loved ones on a mobile phone and held that phone to the side of their head as they fell for however many seconds it took to hit the deck, so that their loved ones would be with them until the very end. Some jumped out with some cloth trying to make a makeshift parachute, you know, hoping for a miracle. All of these people, their final moments were horrendous, and yet, oh, so human. That which I tried to do failed. And these people were put in these positions, not because of my personal failure, but because it was a systemic failure. These images filled me with a white-hot rage. It is the only day in my life that I have been so angry I couldn't form words. At the same time, while I'm trying to speak, I'm tasting the salt of my own tears as I watch these Americans forced to make this wholly inconceivable choice as to how they would spend the last 10 seconds of their lives I knew then we were at war. And unfortunately, 20 years ago is ancient history to a lot of young people. They can't appreciate how united in purpose America became that day. They never know what it was like to walk down the street and bond with every stranger. They can't understand how empathetic Americans became with one another. Personal disagreements were just put aside. People were watching the skies. Now they had tasted this carnage. Now they were looking for it again. Phone networks were so jammed with friends and family reaching out for each other that the only sound of busy signals was that was all you could hear. It was like the business of life vanished for a moment before a sudden appreciation for what it really means to live. Men looked at each other with the looks that men exchange when they know it's time to fight. Each interaction involved a silent acknowledgement that blood had been drawn and that more was going to be coming soon. And there was a shared seriousness among those who were already preparing for what would happen next. Young men spoke about impending war even before the morning had ended. Veterans, like me, and from ages past, you know, the Vietnam vets, the guys that endured a despicable homecoming after returning from Vietnam, flooded military call centers offering to reenlist. I did. I was only 11 years removed from the military at that time. Men who'd survived a war against communism in Southeast Asia only to return home and be treated like villains were some of the first volunteers after 9/11 to beg the military to let them back into the fight. So, never ever forget that after the worst attack since Pearl Harbor, men with honor responded from every generation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final plane carrying American troops left Afghanistan on Monday, officially marking the end of America's longest war. President Biden on Tuesday addressed the nation about the withdrawal of U.S. forces from a Taliban-controlled Afghanistan.
We will continue to work to help more people leave the country who are at risk. We're far from done.
There are still many Americans, though, left behind, with critics of the withdrawal saying those citizens are stranded. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards hopes to get the lights back on in the state as quickly as possible. The governor telling reporters he's not satisfied with comments from utilities saying it could be 30 days until the lights are back on. Edwards also saying lots of power infrastructure was damaged by Hurricane Ida. This is USA Radio News. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has declared a state of emergency due to the Caldor fire that started in California and has burned over 191,000 acres. The Democrat governor providing an update Tuesday alongside state officials encouraging everyone to comply with evacuation orders.
If you haven't reached out to your neighbors and you're in this area, please do so. I mean, to make sure that they're okay. You saw this happen in Louisiana. You're seeing it happen here. Some people are just reluctant to leave their home.
About 53,000 people were forced to evacuate from South Lake Tahoe. Labor Day gas prices are expected to be the most expensive in 7 years thanks to Hurricane Ida. The storm knocking out power to Gulf Coast oil refineries and choking off flows through the main pipeline that ship gas to the East Coast. Prices expected to rise to over $3.18 a gallon by the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. There's going to be serious consequences from what happened in Afghanistan. This is just the beginning. If you're going to tell a lie, it needs to be plausible. Otherwise, you destroy your credibility with all but the most ideologically committed to you. The president and the members of his administration are either unaware of this or they're so confident in their power that their credibility means nothing to them. And the Biden administration is involved in a historical disaster. It is better to remain silent than to spout an impossible story. Like General Mark Milley, who claimed there was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse in 11 days. Undoubtedly a true statement from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But did anyone indicate a collapse in 10 days or 12 days? It did not require a multi-billion dollar intelligence agency to predict the fall of Afghanistan. From May 1st to June 29th, the Taliban more than doubled the number of district centers it controlled. Their momentum was building, and considering the speed and ease of their advance, it was not unreasonable to believe that they would be in Kabul by early August. Perhaps Milley was being advised by Mohammed Saeed al-Shahaf, more easily known as Baghdad Bob. Intelligence reports are frequently used to back up a position and do not necessarily conform to reality. And maybe he was distracted by his investigation of his own navel. That's, you know, like the belly button, not the naval services. Do the intelligence gurus know that the Afghan army frequently surrendered without a fight? Do they know the army was frequently not paid or supplied with ammunition? And reporting those facts might have exposed a level of corruption that was inexcusable. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani reportedly fled the country with $169 million. Now, it could be said that a Taliban victory may not be as bad as people anticipate. CNN reports that they're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. And this is all part of the Taliban charm offensive that will last at least as long as the U.S. remains at the airport. They've made it clear that they will be governed by Sharia law. Sharia law imposes stoning as a punishment for certain crimes. Homosexuals are going to be sentenced to death, as ruled by the Taliban judge last month. There may, in fact, be a moderate Taliban. A party can contain both a Liz Cheney and a Marjorie Taylor Greene, apparently, right? See that here in the United States? The problem is that the Taliban is that the extremists are going to dominate. The State Department has reports of the Taliban executing surrendering troops. A YouTube video shows 22 Afghan commandos massacred after surrendering. This defeat is going to have global consequences. Whether it's true or not, the United States is going to be perceived as a paper tiger. And this is going to embolden opponents all over the world. Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Milley had a press conference. Does anybody have confidence in the truth that they said? They don't have a very good record. Will our intelligence agencies be able to recruit sources? Who's going to want to work for the U.S. in any capacity that is indigenous to any country that we may be going in there to, quote-unquote, help? There will be continuing concerns with Afghanistan. An IG report claims that the Taliban continue to maintain its relationship with Al-Qaeda, providing safe haven for the terrorist group in Afghanistan. One thing we did, and I can't remember too many times this has ever happened before. You may remember during our pullout from Vietnam, when they didn't have room for helicopters on the deck of the of some of the aircraft carriers, they just pushed them over the edge. They left nothing for them, to the best of their ability. And now we have devastating visuals of the Taliban fighters sweeping through Afghanistan with new kit. M203s, M4s equipped with laser sights, flashlights, optics. The laser sight on a military weapon is about more than the weapon. Some of the optics are more than the weapon. A weapon with a laser sight and an optic, a military-grade weapon, if you bought it here, if you bought it with the going through the NFA and all that other stuff, you would probably paying upwards of $20,000 just for the rifle, which is actually a false price for it. But it, it doesn't matter. For that, for the most part, with that, it comes down to the fact that we left 600,000 of those back there. And we're going to see these weapons again, too. Maybe not all of them. They will be used throughout the region. They will be used against Americans. I've read somewhere that we left 166 Black Hawk helicopters. I was stationed at Fort Campbell, 101st Airborne Division, Air Assault, sir. I don't think we had 166 Blackhawks at Campbell in the 80s. I've never seen 166 Blackhawk helicopters. But if I wanted to go see them, I could. All I got to do is go to Afghanistan. No problem. Yeah. Certain media outlets are referring to what they found and what they got as the mother lode. They got mine-resistant vehicles, unmanned aerial vehicles, and Humvees. The Taliban gets to swap their worn AK-47s for the M4s and the M16s. The Taliban commanders are bragging about all this stuff. Plus, that means that they have billions of rounds of ammunition. No doubt about that. They've got warehouses full of ammo for this stuff. I'm sure they left that, too. Of course, we haven't heard that, but I'm sure they left that, too. And they released all of the Al-Qaeda prisoners we already had accrued, who are some of the most violent criminals in the world. Some of the most dangerous people, free, roaming the earth now, because we split. There will be consequences. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The 2006 Chicago Bears, they were undefeated going into their Week 6 matchup against the lowly one-win Arizona Cardinals. You had the usual pregame hype, which was being thrown out there by the unimaginative hacks at ESPN. And the network sport divisions built the game up to be a fait accompli, with the Bears running away with the game in Arizona by a multi-touchdown spread. Vegas had the Bears favored by 14 points. So why would the Cardinals even bother showing up? Well, they showed up all right, and they jumped out to an astonishing 20-0 lead at halftime. And if it weren't for a 73-yard touchdown return that was overruled by an official review, the Cardinals would have won the game. Instead, the Bears mounted one of the biggest comebacks in NFL history and escaped with a 1-point 24-23 victory. However, this game is most remembered for the Cardinals head coach Denny Green's post-game remarks. A reporter noted that the Cardinals' defense had shut down the Bears, yet they still lost. Green then went a little bit ballistic. The Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who takes a third game of the preseason like it's nothing? We played them in the third game. Everybody played 3 quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown them. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. There was actually some more colorful language. I'm not going to use that, though, because I'm just not. His rant is now more famous than the game itself. It is even a meme used when people in any category of public life expose themselves to not live up to the hype layered upon them by fans and a very, very delusional media. Which brings us to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Legion of Ivy League experts, the adults, who are now destroying everything they inherited from the Trump administration. They are who we thought they were. Joe Biden, we were told, was a foreign policy expert with decades of experience on the world stage. He would command the world's attention and respect, leading our foreign policy with a steady, reliable hand. He has now single-handedly negated two decades of effort, planning, expense, and ultimate sacrifice in Afghanistan. He has signaled to our allies that we are disorganized and inept. He has signaled to nations who rely on our protection. They probably shouldn't be doing that. Further, he has snubbed our most stalwart allies who've gone along with our foreign interventions even when it was against their own best interests. Recent reports show that Biden went over 36 hours without returning an urgent call from the Prime Minister of England, leaving Boris Johnson and the rest of our NATO allies in the dark. But those of us who saw Joe Biden for who he really was knew better. We would quote former Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who correctly observed that Biden has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the past four decades. We would observe that he has no discernible moral compass, and over his 50 years in public office as a senator and then vice president, he had no overriding morals or principles that guided his career or informed his votes at any given time, other than his own personal political ambition. This last characteristic was exemplified by his infamous plagiarism in the 1988 presidential campaign, where he was caught lifting speeches, word for word, from British Labour leader Neil Kinnock. They even included reworded references to his wives, first Kinnock and then Biden's, of course. Merely the names of the spouses were changed to accommodate Biden. This plagiarism scandal was not merely an example of his craven political ambition and lack of ethics. It was also an insight into his lack of conviction. Why would a politician steal another man's speeches? Maybe because he can't come up with his own thoughts and passions to craft stirring words to reflect his inner drive and energy. He can't inspire. He can't persuade. He's not a leader. So they steal another man's speech to inspire a crowd because he's incapable of drawing from within himself to find those words to stir his followers on his own. They are who we thought they were. Joe Biden, we were told, was a leader with empathy and kindness. And this particular lie was repeated ad nauseum, not as some sort of compliment to Biden, but as an attack on Donald Trump. Because we were told that Donald Trump was mean. He lacked empathy. Trump was a sociopath who would allow innocent people to be left on the tarmac of an airport to die at the hands of bloodthirsty, ruthless terrorists. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's the guy with empathy we're talking about now. When George Stephanopoulos referred to the horrific video of Afghans clinging to an Air Force jet as it took off from Hamid Karzai International Airport only to eventually fall to their death rather than stay and be subjected to the wrath of the Taliban, Biden's response was chilling. Stephanopoulos said, "We've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling." And Biden just interrupted him and said, "That was 4 or 5 days ago." Guess what? That was your responsibility, pal. Their blood is on your hands. And that tone to his voice didn't necessarily project that empathy and concern for the Afghans who fell to their grisly death. And it wasn't 4 or 5 days before this interview took place. It was 2 days. And, you know, and at the same time, who the hell cares if it was 2 days ago, 5 days ago, 5 weeks ago? Those deaths are a direct result of this guy's horrific and negligent execution of a very misguided plan. His cold and callous deflection does not project any sort of empathy or compassion. This is a DC cover, you know, a CYA at all costs attitude that he's been known for over the past 50 years. These people are who we thought they were. And one of the most frustrating parts of witnessing the events of the past week unfold is the umpteen members of the political intelligentsia expressed shock and outrage at this man, his vice president, and the team of Beltway hacks he's assembled in his administration are not the exemplary, competent, patriotic international whiz kids they were so sure they'd be once they got the mean orange man out of the way. The fact of the matter is that Biden and Harris and the entire team are the incompetent, duplicitous, craven, uncaring hacks that we knew they were and we warned they were. Biden himself has shown exactly what kind of miserable DC creature he is since 1972. Was his behavior in the Bork and the Thomas hearings not enough? And, you know, he does hate the press, too, media people. That's right, the media in D.C. fawned and gushed over him, and they swooned when he put on his aviators, and they giggled when he ate his ice cream. But he holds the media more contempt than his predecessor. He's affable towards them when it serves him, but he'll slap them on the back and deliver an insincere apology when his temperature is revealed. But he'll turn around and walk away and just leave them for the useful idiots they are. They are who we thought they were. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.